Yeah, you guys had great success shutting down their wideouts in that first game. Any reason to change anything, or what was the reason for your success? A little bit about how
well. Well, I mean, you know, that was then, and we're getting ready for now. I mean, it was almost a month ago. We had a plan, went up there, and we played pretty well. And, you know, now we're – that's behind us, as are a lot of other games. And then, you know, each week we start fresh and talk to our guys about the things that they're good at and the things we need to be able to limit, slow down, some of their capabilities, you know, and really trying to address it that way and put our plan together and get ready to go attack them again. That's what we've been able to do all year, is really – each week, understand the capabilities of the new opponent and put a plan together. And the guys, the preparation has been very strong. And that's the way we're, you know, approaching this thing, is concentrating on the preparation, being strong, go out there and play good football.
Jack, they struggled to block you last game. And since then, they've revamped that offensive line. What can you say about, you know, the changes they made up front?
Yeah, they've got Yonda back healthy, and McKinney is playing now. And so there's been a little shuffling with their line, but you know, that occurs whether it's injury or performance or whatever throughout the year. So we've adjusted. We kind of get to know the different people and some of their strengths and weaknesses, and put together a plan to approach it that way, and try and put our guys in position to do things well against them. So there's been certainly an adjustment on their part since we last played. And like I said, for us, we start new each week, you know, with our preparation. So that's just kind of what we've done. And you know, we looked at them, okay, this guy's here, this guy's there. That's the way they're likely to approach it. And we go from there.
How does Ray Rice compare to other great backs in the league?
Ray's exceptional. You know, really, really strong player. You know, he's good in all the different phases you want a back to be good in. You know, he can run. He can pass protect. He certainly can catch the ball and hurt you in the passing game, whether it be screens or wheel routes and things like that. So he's a good football player.
Coach, you spent a few years there. Do you enjoy competing against familiar faces?
I'm sorry?
You spent a few years with the Ravens. Do you enjoy competing against familiar faces? Do you kind of, as a competitive guy, as a coach too? Players always say it's kind of fun. It gets a little extra edge.
It has been a little bit of time since I was there. But you know, last there in 01, but the bond, the memories, great, great time, great place to live and play. It really enjoyed my time there. Mr. Modell, God rest his soul, just a great owner, and the culture that they had there, outstanding. And yeah, a lot of fond memories looking back. You know, every time I see guys that were on the 2000 Raven team, You recall those great moments and those memories when we had such a phenomenal run and went and won a world championship. So when you see those guys, no matter when, where, that's great. But you know, when you're playing in a game like this, you're focused on the game. So you know. But are there a lot of good memories? A lot of good people that, you know, I'll come across again on Saturday, absolutely.
What was the experience of coaching Ray Lewis like for you? What did you get out of that?
Well, it was a great time to develop as a young coach on a really talented staff. You know, we had a lot of strong people in the room. Marvin Lewis was the coordinator. Mike Smith was actually an assistant. Rex Ryan was there. You know, we had a strong room. So being able to have a talented group to work with, you know, having a guy like Ray Lewis, the way he approaches the game, the tenacity that he attacks things with, it was awesome. And it was a challenge as a coach, because a guy like that, he knows more than most players coming in on Wednesday morning. I mean, he's ahead of it. So you're challenged to be at your very best to provide him something. And so I think guys like that, they elevate everybody. And certainly a great football player.
Against the Colts, Bolton looked them all world, and then several weeks ago you pitched a shutout against them. How tough is that to do, and who deserves most of the credit for doing that several weeks ago?
I'm not really concerned with that anymore, you know. That was then. we're really just trying to do all we can to put together a good plan to slow them down Saturday, give our football team a chance to win. You know, everything we're about is trying to play complementary football. Want to get the ball back for our offense any way we can, whether it be forcing a turnover, getting off on third down. And, you know, if we do that well enough to score more than them, we'll have fun on Saturday.
Anything else, guys? Can I ask, during the streak, Peyton's been asked about not having to do a last-minute comeback, fourth quarter pressure. The same has kind of been true for the defense. Do you wish you'd gone through a scenario where you had to stop somebody in the last minutes with the game on the line?
No, we go through a lot of scenarios where we have to stop people, and it may not happen at the 59th minute of the game, but there are many hugely important drives that take place, so we've been experiencing those things and getting people shut down. And you don't carry any of it forward other than the experience you've gained. But we have had a lot of work in those situations, and, you know, like I said, we'll put together a good plan and be ready to go Saturday.
Thank you.